done so much for us. Lord, that we cannot tell it all. But Lord, we just want to pause for a moment and say thank you for everything. So many things we have to thank you for. But Lord, we have not enough tongues to thank you enough. So Lord, can I just say on behalf of the saints, we just thank you for saving us from our sins. Thank you that you've given us a new home, a place called heaven. Thank you that you've given us a guide for our lives, and it is your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you've given us a Savior, and it's your Son, Jesus. And so, Lord, this moment, this hour, God, I need you. And Lord, again, I'm in a desperate situation. And I'm desperate for you. Lord, I'm desperate for you. I'm in need of divine help. Right now, dear God. Lord, this task is too hard to do without your power. So Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Lord, I ask, oh Father God, that as you would use these lips, these macetas, oh dear God, to share your word today, to proclaim and declare your word. God, I ask, oh Father God, Lord, that your people will be hungry to hear from you. That, Lord, that when they leave this place today, that they've known, they would know, Father God, that they have heard from heaven. So, Lord, speak today. Lord, I'm yours. These are your lips. Speak to me and through me. I'm available to you. Speak to me and through me. May your word edify, encourage, enlighten, and inspire us. Most of all, Lord, let us be transformed by your word. And God, may your word convict us. There's someone here, dear God, Lord, that need to be convicted of their sin. There's a sinner here today. That, Lord, that your word is the power of God that is able to convict them of their sins and to persuade them, oh Father God, unto salvation. And so, Lord, and those of us that are believers, we need correcting. Lord, we don't do all that you tell us to do. But Lord, correct us by your word that we might be thoroughly furnished and equipped for every good work. I ask it now in Jesus' name. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. 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 Here this morning. Amen. I would rather be no other place than to be here with the saints of God. Amen. 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 We thank God again for this third week he's given us in this new year. And it's so good to see that we are still traveling on this journey together. Amen. 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 I still believe that God has some work for us to do. The reason why we're still hanging around. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And us hanging around don't have nothing to do with age, amen. But it's the assignment, amen. Amen, amen, because young and old folk are leaving here, amen. Amen, amen. But I just believe that we all still have an assignment that we must complete that God has in store for us, amen. Amen, amen. For the reading of the word of God, Matthew chapter 10, again, we will be bringing to a conclusion today. And this series of the promises of God. Amen. Last week we talked about the promise of guidance, and before that, the promise of provision. And this morning, from this particular passage of scripture, as I would read to you, we want to talk about this morning the promise of acknowledgement. Amen. All right, sir. That's what we're going to talk about. I can tell you now what we're going to talk about. But we do want to read the scriptures first. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Dare not sit down without reading the scriptures. Beginning at verse 32. Beginning at verse 32, Matthew chapter 10. And listen at Jesus. Jesus says this. He says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven." Yeah. Amen. The Father is in heaven. Amen. There is a place. Amen. That the Father is, and he's in heaven. Yeah. Amen. And then verse 33 says, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven." Yes, sir. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. And again, we want to talk about the promise of acknowledgement. To God, who is our Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, to Reverend Johnson, Reverend Moore, and my beloved brother in the gospel, Reverend David Woods, amen, who has some Jerusalemism running through his veins, amen. Amen, amen. Reverend, I make up a word every now and again, so amen. Yeah, he's still a Jerusalemite. Amen. His roots are here in this body of believers. And we're always happy and glad to see him to come and to fellowship with him. And again, we want to continue to keep his family in prayer as they were here, even still to celebrate the loss of their father. Amen. And so we want to continue to pray for the family. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And also to our fine officers, deacons that are present this morning, God bless you. To our awesome mothers, amen. It's so good to see you. I woke up this morning, and I'll say this quickly, and Sister McCready, you wouldn't believe I had you on my mind. Amen. Amen, I did. Truly, I did. And lo and behold, I had a telephone call I was going to make, and I was going to let our daughter know. Now, look, I know you done took her away from here, but you're going to have to share some Sundays with us, too. Amen. So you let her know I said that. To our ushers, thank you so much. We do give you honor. To our members and to our friends, our visitors, all of you that make up this assembly, and to our music ministry, it is so good for us to be here. Amen. 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 If I would, for a few moments, I would like to draw our attention to the concept of acknowledgement. And it is important to understand that those who are connected to Jesus Christ, we enjoy marvelous, miraculous, and mind-boggling privileges. We enjoy the privilege of relationship, sonship, kinship, spiritual empowerment, and on it goes. One of the privileges we enjoy and is not spoken of much is this matter of acknowledgement. We did see the text. The text said, if you confess me, he said, when I get before my Father, I ain't going to forget about you. I'm going to confess you. That's acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is important. It's empowering for us, these critical times, who know Jesus as Savior and Lord, to be able to identify with the Godhead. As one who traded sonship for salvation, I now identify that he is my Savior.
Why? Because of that identification, I wholeheartedly and without any hint of reservation can tell you that I know who the Lord really is. I can say that now, y'all. Yeah, I know, you know, that he is my company keeper when I'm lonely. I know that he's joy in time of sorrow. I know that he's my hope for tomorrow. I know he is my wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know he is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I know, my brothers and sisters, that he is water in parched places, and I know that he's bread when I'm hungry. Yeah, in fact, about it, if you're fatherless, somebody here know he'll be a father. Yeah, you can identify because guess what? I've lost a mother, and I know he'll be a mother for the motherless. Yeah, all the house of witnesses. He has been my long-standing brother, and he has been my everything. He's been my way maker. He's been my way out of no way. And I have no problem with identifying him and identifying with him. And I'm glad that I'm a believer today. I am, and guess what? And I will not deny that he is my Savior because God has been too good to me because I have the testimony to tell you that he is my all in all, and I have the right to let you know that I've been born again. Quiet folk won't do this. Those acting spiritual folks won't do this. When you know, folk that try to act all solemn and so holier than thou, you know, we won't say nothing. Oh, because see, we too connected to a church and not to Christ. Yeah, my brothers and my sisters, this is not a one-sided relationship. No, it's not just a me-sided relationship because in the text, I learned that as bad as I want to identify that he is my Savior, Jesus is just as eager as wanting to identify you and I, Brother McCray, as his child. Jesus has no problem in wanting to reciprocate the identification. The text tells us that. And as I identify down here that he is my Savior, guess what? He has the same desire, if not greater than, to point out to the Father, guess what? Dude, those are my children. That's my child. Yeah. So he's just as adamant about confessing us than we are about confessing him. That there is some biblical grounds here for this position. Yes. Watch it. You will note that in the book of Job, that God and Satan, watch it, were engaged in a conversation. Yes. And God knew that there was a man who loved him by the name of Job. Yes. Who gave his children to God, who lovingly offered sacrifices to God just in case his children sinned. And he was upright and he eschewed evil. Yes. Job, the Bible says, had no problem identifying that all of his blessings came from God. And in God's conversation with Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? Now, Job hadn't done nothing to Satan, but this was a battle between God and Satan. Job was just caught up in the middle. God painstakingly points to Job and says, there's nobody like Job. Job, he says, one of mine. Yeah, God points to Job, not just as a man, but the text says, but as a man who loves God. Can God say that about you and I? And I suspect that God wants to have that kind of conversation about everybody that's in his house today. Amen. Can you imagine God? I know God is saying, there's nobody like Myron Holmes. You put your name there. Yeah, there's nobody who praises me like Myron. There's nobody who worships me like Myron. There's nobody that sings unto my name like Myron. There's nobody who loves me like Myron. Nobody who serves me like Myron. There's nobody like Myron Holmes. God wants to use reciprocal mention. And as I brag on Jesus, guess what? Jesus brags on me. As I boast about Jesus, guess what? He boasts about me. Regardless of what you think about me, regardless of what you saw me did or whatever, or heard me say, guess what? When I brag on him, he gonna brag on me. Give me a few minutes. I'm gonna unpack this text and we're gonna go home. Jesus is continually in a teaching mode, and in chapter 10 of Matthew, Jesus is watching, rattling off principle after principle, teaching after teaching, and after he has said quite a few things, brother, in this chapter alone, then he drops a principle for our hearing. Yes, sir. Watch this. First of all, first thing Jesus lets us know in the text that we should confess before men. Jesus says this, according to Matthew's account, in a bilateral fashion. Watch this. It's both will and intent. See, the Lord says, watch this, it's almost like a cause and effect, but also as a backdoor suggestion. Watch this. He says in the text, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men. Watch this. And that point alone, Jesus paints a picture of disciples who have their priorities in order. Yeah. See, our number one job is to confess Christ before men and women. See, we too busy trying to be God instead of confessing about him. Yeah, we ought to be confessing Jesus. Now, watch it. Now, you got to understand what the word confess means. In the original Greek language, Jesus uses actually two words that are translated into confess. The first word is homologeo, and the second word he uses is the word ethen. Homologeo, watch this, means to assent. It means consent. It means admit. It means to agree with or consent to the desire of another. The word ethen is in relation to. So watch this again. I wasn't smart in English, but guess what? I learned a few things. So when I put it together, it means that I openly express my allegiance to. It means I profess and I confess the one in whom I identify with. And that one I identify with is Jesus Christ all by himself. I ought to be able to have some witness because of, watch this. Let me help you out. Romans 10 and 9 and 10 says this, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and look, I told you the word confess means to be in agreement with, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10 says, from with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Luke 12 and 8 says, watch this, whosoever shall confess me before men. Psalm 119 and 46 says, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. The reason why I can confess him, testify of him, and speak well of him is not just because I have relationship with him, but because I identify with him. Anybody here identify with him beside me? That's because, look, I'm united with him in spirit. I'm the same with him in my character, my lifestyle, and my service. Guess what? I'm a pastor, but guess what? I identify with him. I'm a husband, but guess what? I identify with him. Look, I've been a regular cannabis user in my life, but I identify with him. I have had my ups and downs, but guess what? I identify with him. And I've heard it said, Pastor Wood, that if you have nothing good to say about somebody, don't say nothing at all. But I say, if you want to hear about Jesus, come on here, baby, and come sit by me. Because I got a lot to say. And I don't think I'm the only somebody in this room today to have something to say about Jesus. Because somebody ought to have a word to say about the goodness of the Lord. Somebody ought to have a word to say about the testimonies of the Lord. Somebody here ought to not to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what blows my mind. Some of us, watch this, have the audacity not to just claim him on our good days. But watch this, even when we're not having good days, we even have the audacity to claim him on our bad days. We have the audacity to claim him in our illness, have the audacity to claim him even on our deathbed. And I know why that is, because guess what? My mama and them used to say, you can't make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. And I need to say this. See, silence, even silence, is not confession. Do we not know silence is sin? Yeah, confession means I have to say something. Man, you can't be talking about how good God is to you, and then we show up, and we don't ever say nothing about it. See, testifying to your cat and dog won't cut it, baby. Yeah, you testifying in the mirror, it won't cut it. But guess what? You have to say something to men. I ain't never heard the Bible say nothing about he saving cats and dogs. I don't care how much I love that Rottweiler. He'll bark. I bring him in the house when it's below freezing temperature only. But guess what? I ain't testifying to him about Jesus because he don't understand that language. All he know is roo-roo and whatever you need to know. But when I want to tell somebody about Jesus, I find some anthropos. That's some men and some women to tell them about Jesus. Yeah, in fact, about it, if you don't mind, if you ain't afraid, you just ought to look at your neighbor and just tell them how good God been to you. Yeah. Yeah. Secondly, text says that Jesus promises to confess before the Father. He promised to confess us before the Father. Jesus used the exact same words which was used to describe our confession of Jesus to men in the world. And Jesus now says, as you have confessed me to men, watch this. He said, I will do the exact same thing to the Father. Now it sounds like the same action, but there are several differences. So let me raise the two differences. The first difference when you look at the text, the first difference is who's doing the confession. The second difference is who's doing the hearing. Watch this. The difference is that Jesus is doing the confessing. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has something to say about us. And remember, watch this. My confession of him has to do with what he is, what he has done, and what he will do. His confession of me is based on one solitary action, and this is of my confession of him. So now, baby, if you ain't saying nothing about him, he ain't got nothing to say about you. Amen. Amen. As long as Miss Holmes got something to say about me, I got something to say about her. She said, her man fine, he look good, man. My wife fine, she look good, whatever. Man, this thing reciprocal. Yeah, when I'm good to her, guess what? She good to me. When she good to me, guess what? I'm good to her. Ain't this thing, it's reciprocal. And so my confession of him is what he takes to the Father. Watch this. He doesn't care about what family I'm from, who you're associated with, what clique you represent. He doesn't care about my rap sheet. He doesn't care about my financial portfolio. He doesn't care about my education. What he cares about is my confession about who I say Jesus is. Who do you say Jesus is? Jesus said in Revelation 5, 3 and 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen. And Luke 12 and 8 again, B says this, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels.
Yes, sir.
And so then listen, don't worry about it. If your name never comes up on the evening news, if your name never comes up on a winning lottery ticket, don't worry if your name is never spoken by the mayor or somebody in Congress. Don't worry about if your name is never seen on a billboard or on the highway. Neither if it's never called out by the renowned or recognized. It's all right, baby, because as long as my confession triggers the Lord bringing my name up before the Father, that's all that matters. Yeah. You talk about high society. You talk about high stakes. Can you imagine yours and my name coming out of the mouth of him who was pierced in his sides, who wore a crown of thorns on his head, nails placed in his hands and his feet, and the Lord calls out yours and my name after you done dared to call out his name publicly? It probably would go a little something like this. Look, Daddy, I need to bring up so-and-so's name to you again.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that I've been bringing up my name.
Yes.
Yeah. They've been talking about me bringing up my name. And you know, I contradict what you said in your word. So I just want to bring them up to you as a witness of their faith in me. And here's the difference. See, when we bring up the name of Jesus to men who's failing and fickle and flawed men, depending on their state, they may not remember you or what you talked about. But the difference is the hearer. Yeah. See, I forget a lot of stuff y'all tell me. I do. I forget. I ain't gonna lie to you. I forget a lot of stuff. Amen. Somebody agree. I forget. Even my wife shaking her head, and he's omniscient, which means he knows everything. He already know who Jesus is talking about and already what Jesus is going to say. But guess what? That don't even bore him when Jesus is telling him. Why? Because guess what? It will make God, as any father, happy to hear that somebody is speaking well of someone in his family. You know, it's like a proud parent. Guess what? When you ain't around and folks see your children, they acting right. Ooh, I wish I had some witnesses. You know what I mean, don't you, Reverend? Hey, man, I got boys, you know what I'm saying? And they human, you know, and they preacher boys. You know, folks hard on preacher children. You know, they PKs. You know, whatever kind of K they are, they're still man, and they're still human. But one thing about them, I can't say this much about them, I always hear, is that, Reverend Holmes, you got some respectable children. And that makes me proud to know I did something right. Yeah, as a father. Well, guess what? When you confess him, he'll confess you. Then text lets us know that Jesus warns of not participating in this enterprise. Watch this. It's in verse 33. I told you from the onset, very beginning of this, that this was part encouragement, part instruction. And the first 2 points of this message is what we are supposed to do. Amen. But now the Lord teaches us what we are not supposed to do. As a believer, watch this. I do not have a right to be silent. I'm going to say that again. As a believer, I do not have a right to be silent. Because guess what? I got this big old mouth. And look, if I'm the redeemed of the Lord, the Bible says we ought to say so. But it's funny to me how believers, we always quiet when it comes to the Lord. I can't understand people who don't want believers to express their faith. I mean, even in the sanctuary. You know, you got folk be tripping on you because you expressing your faith. They don't take all that. They all in the way. I can't even see what the girl's singing, how she holding the mic or nothing. She's just everywhere. She needs to sit down somewhere. Tripping on people. Because they saying so. And after all that the Lord has done and is doing and will do and has said, baby, he tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Go ye therefore into all the world. We are commanded as the people of God to be confessing him. But if I don't do it, I got evidence in this passage. Tells me Brother McCray, he says, if I choose, and it's a choice, to deny him. He says, if I elect to take an opportunity to deny him, that look, that word in the Greek is arnemai, which means to refuse, to renounce or disown a person. That's what that word means. In other words, what are you saying, home? It means that I choose to act like that I don't know who he is. It means if I choose to act like that I'm not even joined to him. It means if I choose to act like that I don't know anything about what he's doing or act like that I don't have a relationship with him, guess what? He'll deny me. You know, it's akin to Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament. When faced with the situation in Gerar, Abraham said of his wife, Sarah said that she's my sister. Now, in Oscar Island, we ain't going to chase this rap, but you got to go do your biblical history. But in Oscar Island, she really was his sister and his wife because they had the same daddy. And so in other words, he acted like he didn't know who Sarah really was, and he denied Sarah. You know, because guess what? The Pharaoh had inquired of her. And I mean, this girl was fine. She was good looking, man. I mean, she was tight. She was a brick house. Do you hear me? And he said, man, who's that lady there? Who's that? And then Abraham didn't want no trouble. He said, man, that's my sister. Give me something on that, man. Yeah, Jesus says. Yeah, all these fellas sitting up here don't want to say nothing. Like you ain't never looked at a fine woman before or said in your mouth, ooh, wee, she fine. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you just need to sing that Dr. Watt like some preachers or friends of mine said, Lord, you know my weakness. Please make me strong. Jesus says, if you have the opportunity to be a witness for the Lord and you decide to act like you don't know who he is, he'll act like he don't know who you are. And let me hit you with a freebie. When the people you are around can dictate what you have to say for the Lord, something is wrong. Yeah, it's a shame that folk you're related to can influence what you're going to say about the Lord. And after all he's done for me and seen me through, he kept me through and brought me through, and you think I'm not going to own up to him, you must be out your mind today. Some of us don't want folk to know that we're saved and associated with the church. We don't want people to know that we love the Lord. But baby, I ain't ashamed. And I don't care where you at. You may be in a bar. You at the restaurant. What frat or sorority you may be in. You can't become afraid of the crowd. If you're going to identify with him, identify with him. You have some power and authority because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. So now at home, I don't want to lose my blessing. But Jesus says, if you deny me before men, then I deny you before my Father. And remember, my brother and my sister, that the Father determines your blessing and he determines what happens in your life. And I want the Father to be on my side. I want Jesus to be on my side. I want the Holy Ghost to be on my side. Jesus says, I will deny you before my Father. And I don't want him to deny me. I want him to remember me. Anybody want to be remembered? I want him to remember that I told somebody that Jesus can turn their situation around. I want him to remember that I told somebody that if they confess their sins, he's faithful and just to forgive their sins. I want him to remember that I told somebody that he's the invisible God who wants to be made known. I want him to remember that I told somebody that he is a blessed assurance. I want him to remember that I told somebody that he is a healer, that he is worthy to be praised, that he washes away your sins. He gives you another chance. I want him to remember that I told somebody that he is good. At Calvary, where the Lord was crucified, the mob stood round about him and mocked until he died. But two thieves were nailed beside him to share his agony. But one of them cried out to the Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, please remember me. I want the Lord to remember me while he's in his throne room. I want the Lord to remember me while the angels are bowing. I want him to remember me while prayers are being answered. I want the Lord to call out my name when I get over there. I don't want him to deny me in front of the Father. But when I get over there, I have a home waiting on me. I have a mansion waiting on me. I have a robe waiting for me. I have an invitation that's been given me. I have a feast that's waiting for me. A fountain that never runs dry that's waiting for me. I have a bridegroom who's waiting for me, who is able. Anybody know he's able? He's able to keep me from falling. He's able to give me strength. He's able to keep his promises. He's able to give me guidance. He's able to present me faultless with exceeding joy. He's able to the only wise God and Savior be glory, be majesty, be dominion, be power, both right now and forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Yeah. his promises. He's able, I tell you. He'll remember you when we confess him, when we talk about him. And church, right now, the world need us to speak up. We need to stop being quiet. We Facebook everything but our relationship with Jesus. Yeah, we Instagram everything. We tweeting everything. But we ain't tweeting nothing about who Jesus is. He said, if you confess me before me, and I confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. But we doing more denying than we are confessing. We ought not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Y'all, we still see that it is the power of God. He saved one last week. It's still the power of God. Unto salvation for anyone that believes. Do you hear me?